In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Open to me the gates of righteousness. This is the gate of the Lord. I thank you that you have answered me. The stone that the builders rejected, this is the Lord's doing. This is the day that the Lord has made. Save us, we pray, O Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Old Testament reading for Palm Sunday is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever noticed that nowadays people have this odd tendency to get angry at you for being humble. I notice this in particular when people are complimenting you. And this is how it usually plays out, right? They'll give you a compliment of some kind. You'll try to be humble, say, oh, well, you know, it's because this person taught me that or something like that. And then they'll get a bit miffed at you. They'll get a bit irritated because they're kind of like, well, I just gave you a compliment and I just want you to accept the compliment. I don't want you to try and be humble about it. And yet, it's interesting because it's very clear from the Bible the kind of people that he wants. And it's very clear how he goes about getting those people. Our reading from Philippians today starts off with this line: have this mind among yourselves. And thankfully, he immediately tells us that the good news is that we already have this mind among ourselves. And this is good news because if we didn't have it, we wouldn't be quite sure how to get it. But we do. We have the mind of Christ among us because Christ had his mind among us. Because he has given us the benefits of having his mind among us. Not only that, though, it's also ours, this mind that Paul is talking about us having, because our Lord is, in fact, actually giving it to us. For most of us, that started just like it just started with Warren a few minutes ago in our baptism. When our Lord gives us his Holy Spirit, creates faith in us, cleanses us, washes us clean, and helps us to be sanctified, made holy, which in many ways is another way of saying giving us the mind of Christ. But maybe we should actually talk about that then. What is this mind that we are supposed to have? And the answer is that it's supposed to be a humble mind. Jesus gives us the best example of what this looks like. And that's what our text for today is really about. It's not about our humility, it's about the humility of our Lord. Our Lord, who even though he was in the form of God, and that word form there, it's the word morphe in Greek, it's the idea of the shape, right? So essentially, he was in the body of God. He was God. He was spirit, just like the Father is. But he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Can you even imagine that for a second? That Jesus, who was God, the Son of God, thought that there were more important things to be doing, more important things to be grasping onto than being in the same form or the same shape as God. He thought to himself that he would be willing to give up being in the form of God for something else. And you all know what that something else was. You all know who those something else's were. He thought you were more important than being in the form of God. And so, because he thought that, he emptied himself and he took away the form of God and instead put on the form of a servant. And he was born in the likeness of men. The Son of God went from being pure spirit to having a body. He gave up the form of God for our form, a servant. A form that we can all, I think, agree is weaker than that of only being a spirit. You have to feed your body. You have to take care of your body because it's weaker than that of a spirit. He lowered himself down to our level and took upon himself our shape. And when he did this, when he looked and he found himself in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Here we see what the mind of Jesus looks like. The mind of Jesus is a mind of humility, a mind that is not worried about his own pride, about trying to build himself up. We also see a mind of obedience, a mind who, when the Father tells him to do something, he does it, because the Father is the one who told him to do it. But also a mind of love. Through his humility, through his obedience, through him putting away the form of God and taking upon himself the form of man, he grasped the thing that was more important to him than the form of God. He took hold of us. That is what this week is about. It's about Jesus coming and grasping us through his death and his resurrection. And because he did that, because he was successful, God has highly exalted him. He bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and notice this, even under the earth. Every knee, every person, every being that has ever existed will go down on one knee before our Lord because he died for us. Because he proved God to be faithful and true. Because he saved us. Every single tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There will not be a single being in all of existence that doesn't know that God was right. That doesn't know that Jesus is God, that he died for us. Even those who are in hell, the devil and his demons, and those who rejected what Jesus has done for them, they will know the truth. They will know that they were wrong. And so will we, as we live forever with our Lord into eternity. This is the glory of our God. But notice how he did it. He didn't just wave a magic wand and pretend that it went away. He didn't just pretend that we didn't do anything wrong. No, our Lord could have chosen to save us using anything, but he chose to use humility. He chose to take upon himself a humble form to live a life of humility, a life of obedience, of the Son obeying the Father, and ultimately a life of love, wherein he laid down his life for ours. Because of this, because of what our Lord has done, because of what we are going to be talking about for the whole rest of this week, you are saved. He has earned your forgiveness. His sacrifice was found acceptable to God. And because of that, because you have been saved, you are free to share the mind of Christ. You are free to live humble lives, not seeking to grow your own name, not trying to accomplish great and awesome acts according to the way of the world, but to simply live the life that God has given you to live, a life of humility and obedience, trusting that when God tells us to do something, that that's for our good, that following the Ten Commandments is the way that we are actually supposed to live, the rules that were established by our Father who loves us, and living our lives in love, loving those around us, loving our God, for this is what he has done for you. And this is the mind of Christ in you. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.